Joining us now as our regular guide to the mysterious world of internet weblogs, columnist Mickey Kaus. He writes his own blog, Kaus Files, for Slate. Welcome, Mickey.
Thanks, Alex.
Let's remind listeners how weblogs work.
Weblogs are just a way that people can post anything they want onto the web where all the world can see. It was once said of Father Greeley that his goal in life was to have no unpublished thoughts. Any thought you have, you immediately can slap up on the internet and anybody can read it.
These are personal web pages, but there is some kind of subset of them that are maintained by journalists, people who have been journalists, I guess still think of themselves as journalists, opinion exchangers, opinion makers, and this is the realm where you work.
Right, and a lot of professors and lawyers, especially law professors, have started blogs that have been highly popular, and they're very opinionated people that can write quickly. And they make highly effective bloggers. So there's journalists, ex-journalists, and a lot of sort of people who want to influence journalists and who can act as journalists because they now have a journal that they can put up on the web.
Well, you've been a mainstream kind of a journalist, and now you're an online journalist and a blogger, and really a pretty successful one. What is it about this that's appealing to you now as a writer?
It eliminates all the waste from the process, and you can spend all your time doing your work and thinking. I don't have to please an editor. I don't have to please a copy editor. I just have a thought. I flesh it out, and I publish it, and I go on to the next one. So in theory, perhaps not in practice, I get to say whatever the heck I want without anybody telling me different. And I, of course, like that.
All right. We'll take an example. We'll look at a story that has been blogified, or bloggers have been writing about a lot. And that is the story called Flypaper. You've written about it. Others have, too. This grows out of a theory, and it has to do with something that President Bush said last month. The president's been criticized by Democrats because he was asked about the irregulars in Iraq attacking American troops, and he said actually that was okay. He said, bring them on, we're ready. And the critics have criticized him for perhaps inviting attacks on Americans. But this has been quite a subject on the blog, and it's led to the idea of flypaper as a tactic.
Well, that's right. This is a very good example of an idea that started in the blogs and only recently got confirmed by conventional media. The blogs, a man named Austin Bay immediately reacted and said, no, this is an intentional strategy. We want to attract all the terrorists from all over the world to attack us in Iraq as opposed to in the United States, and to attack heavily armed American soldiers who can kill them as opposed to defenseless civilians. Then another blogger named David Warren christened this the flypaper strategy. We're attracting terrorists like flies. And it percolated in the blogosphere. A very powerful blogger named Glenn Reynolds, Instapundit, promoted it, said, well, maybe this Bush comment actually makes sense. And finally, a general in Iraq, General Sanchez, issued a statement that seemed to confirm it the other day, saying our troops are a terrorist magnet, and that will prevent the American people from having to go through their attacks back in the United States. So this general seemed to actually confirm what only the blogosphere had been talking about for about 2 months.
Okay. Finally, do you think blogs favor the left or the right?
Right now, they favor the right. I think that is changing slowly. They also favor libertarians as opposed to people who believe in greater state presence and state control, because by nature, they're individuals who are expressing themselves and don't want anybody to interfere with them. They're not as right as talk radio. They're not as tribal as talk radio because they talk to each other. I mean, you'll see bloggers on the left talking to bloggers on the right and actually debating. And that is something you don't get in talk radio. So I think they're less right than talk radio and less tribal than talk radio, but they're still right.
Mickey Kaus writes the Kaus Files column for Slate. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Alex.